أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. In this ayat, those people who bring iman on the unseen. With regard to iman, we had quite a few discussions. One other discussions, the ulama explain about this matter, that the people who are ahli qibla, that is those people who face the qibla, which means all the Muslims. In other words, all who read kalima, they should not be declared as non-believers. That is, sometimes they do some things or say some things. So the general rule is that those who face the qibla for their namaz must not be declared as non-believers. But then they explain in detail that with regard to this, it is not just sufficient that we face the qibla or we just read the kalima. But together with that, that basic point which is highlighted and which is very important for us to keep in mind all the time, that our iman must be on all those things which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And it must be because that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. Not that we think it's right or our opinion. On that basis our iman will be on what we are thinking, and what we are thinking is right. That iman is not accepted. That iman is accepted which we believe that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. Ulama write, even if a person reads 50 namazes a day facing the qibla and he reads the kalima 1,000 times also, but if his iman is not according to and not because of that which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, then his iman will not be acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. And in the same way, today the great danger is that almost everywhere where we get together, my opinion is this. Whether it's a discussion in the family, whether it's a discussion in friends, I think it must be like this. I think it's like this. Our thinking is not at all acceptable. It must be that which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought and taught us. Another very important point, ulama explain here at this, that with iman, with facing the qibla and reading the kalima, there must be nothing that negates this kalima in the form like a person wears a cross. He's a Muslim, but he wears a cross. That cross will negate his iman. Though he says, I believe, but he wears the cross, or any other sign of the non-believers. With regard to the Hindus, if anything which they do as a religious thing, and we also adopt that, then that also will negate our iman. What the Christians do, for example, if they are hot cross buns, and that is also the cross there is to designate the cross of the Christians. And if we also have that in that sense, then that also negates our iman. One thing that we are very, very unmindful about, the Nike sign, that tick, that the Nike sign, or Nike, N-I-K-E, this is really a Greek goddess of victory. They worship this god for victory, and therefore it is more on sports clothing. On any clothing, if it might be, it is also a sign of kufr. And for a believer to have that sign of kufr, and it has become very common, unfortunately, amongst many of us. Sometimes it is in the warm hats that we wear as a topi in winter. It is on our sportswear. It is on many things. So any sign of the non-believers, a believer must not wear that. That also negates his iman. When if it is done out of ignorance, etc., we should inquire about it. But if it is done as a symbol of the non-believers and as the believers, as their believing sign, and we adopt that, that also negates our iman. Iman is our most precious asset, and it is the most delicate also. It can easily be lost also, and that Allah gave it to us. And whoever has got Iman by birth or he reverted to Iman, it is a great gift from Allah which we must cherish and look after. And may Allah be kind to us, and that when we leave this world, we leave with that correct Iman, that which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, that on that is our Iman, and we die on that. And it is not as, unfortunately it seems, many youngsters also, they just say that I'm no more a Muslim. I've renounced my Islam. What that actually means, that I'm now prepared to stay in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. And I'm not prepared, I'm prepared to go, and the fire of Jahannam intensifies all the time and becomes worse. So it's not just a matter that I just, na'uzubillah, renounced my Islam, but it's a terrible consequences forever and ever in the year after. So Iman, Allah reward our ulama, they have discussed it in great detail, so that our Iman can be intact and safe. It is very necessary for us that we think of this very carefully and make sure that we, our children, the environments we are in, especially nowadays, in our own country, in our own circles, there are those mothers who found baptism certificates in their daughters' cupboards, etc. They found Bibles in their cupboards. And we are thinking they are Muslims, they are part of us. Whereas we don't know which schools they are going, missionary schools, etc., how they are indoctrinated and what things are happening. And this is not overseas things, and it is not only in different provinces, it is right in us and within our own people where these things are taking place. So it's a very important thing that we must pay attention to. May Allah give us all tawfiq and be kind to us and protect our Iman, our progeny and everyone. Keep us with Iman in this world and take us with Iman. Wa akhiru da'wana.